All right, let's go. This one's out of cake. We spent a lot of time yesterday on Yodov. Okay, there's one thing, and I want to go through just the beginning of the Malbum, just a few beginning of the Hakdama to this Mizmar, to go back just a little bit. There's two sections. Okay, let's look at the very beginning on page 858. Page 858, okay, the Hakdama to the Mizmar is Luchu. Okay, Luchu Nirano Lashem Nariya Litsu Yishenu Luchu. Right, so over here, Mizmarim Eile at Simon Kuf. These Mizmarim, okay, page, the Malbum. The Malbum is like Hakdama to this Mizmar. Just a little drop overview.
It's a little noisy out here.
Outside.
So far.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Olam Shehakol Nehiya Bidvaray. Okay, Luchu Mizmoirim Eile at Simen Kuf, which means the next five Mizmoirim, these Mizmoirim, there are 11 Mizmoirim which Moshe Rabbeinu wrote. Starting back, and Mizmoir was at Tzadik Beis, I think. Okay, going back, we started back with a few these are the 11 Mizmarim of Moshe Rabbeinu, and now he's trying to explain what is this Mizmar, these the next five. The next five, he says, is part of a series. Lefi the Malbum, we have five Mizmarim that are part of one series. Mizmarim Eile at Simen Kuf, Kula Medabri Meinyon Echad. Now, this is a very classic idea in the Malbum. The Malbum, he talks about these type of topics, about Hashem's hanhoga over this world. Sometimes Hashem reveals himself and conducts this world in an open way, and sometimes he conducts the world b'derech, within the framework of Teva. And he really goes to town. We're not going to do the whole thing, this is just the beginning. So the two ways Hashem conducts this world. Hashkocha be'emtzu'us ha-teva. The first technique is that Hashem controls this world within a framework of nature. Beis, hashkocha nisiyis, a supernatural control of this world. Shaloi be'emtzu'us ha-teva. U nizmar tzadik hey.
Wasn't it the Malbim, the one who said everything was nisim and it's just
the... He had an expression.
Was that the Malbim?
Yes, that was the Radak. I don't remember. I don't remember. There was a beautiful expression. Yeah, it was a Malbim that a miracle is a. Okay, I forgot the exact words, but you're right. This is his big thing. His big thesis is analyzing these two hanagos, and he writes that this particular mizmar. Okay, this mizmar. Let's go back where I lost the mizmar tzadikei hu hoytzoa la mizmarim haboim achrav. It is an overview. Okay, is that the correct translation of the word hoitzo'o? It's an unusual word for me.
Yeah.
In modern Hebrew, that's what it means?
No, it's expense.
An ayin, hu hoitzo'o. It appears it means that it's an overview for the next coming mizmoirim. This is like the introduction. We're going to over here lay out the principles of these concepts, and then when you go to the next mizmoirim, we're going to go into more detail. It is an overview.
It's what comes out.
The takeaway. Okay, it's always good out in any sefer, when you finish the sefer, to go back and read the introduction. It's a whole new world. You read an introduction that has almost no meaning. You read a book, and you can't have an appreciation of the introduction. How do you know it's true? Because 99.9% of the time, the author who wrote the book wrote the introduction after he finished writing the book. Isn't that a fact? When you write a book, so you write the book, and then when you finish writing the book, then you write the introduction. Why? Because the author who wrote the book doesn't even understand what he's writing until he finishes writing it. That's the way it goes.
You want a global perspective.
Exactly. So all of the introduction should be at the end of the book. And it's very hard to appreciate the introduction, because the introduction usually is very concentrated. And it has to be distilled. When you finish reading the book and you read the introduction, then you really appreciate what the author is trying to accomplish when you see what he wrote. Just like he wrote the introduction after he finished writing the book. So here also as well, the Hoytzaah, you want to see means the takeaway. So the takeaway should be at the end. But over here, that's the nature. We have the takeaway in the beginning, this is the Hagdama. What is the takeaway? For the next Mizmarim, is this Mizmar. Haboim Achrav Modia, the third line after the beginning of the Malbum, the third line down, after Aleph. Modia Hevdel B'inyin Zeh Bein Yisrael Le'ovdei Koychavim. First, we make a hevdil between us and Klalis, us and the Goyim. V'yachrei zeyidaveh mizmar tzadik vav and tzadik zayin me'inyin hanhoga harishoyna be'emtsu'us satev. Then we talk about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hanhoga of nature. And what is nature? Tzadik vav and tzadik zayin is the first technique, be'emtsu'us satev, shebozeh yasen nisim nistorim. Two mizmarim, tzadik vav, tzadik zayin, will discuss nisim nistarim, Hashem's intervention, Hashem's hashkocha pratis within the framework of teva. Uve mizmar tzadik ches and tzadik tes yidaber min hanhaga hashaniya of miracles, open blatant miracles. Uvohu vam devarim, and there we will discuss uvohu vam devarim nimrotzim v'nisgavim me'od. There will be things that are extremely exalted and elevated, because obviously when you're dealing with miracles at Lamalam Derchateva, you're dealing with a different league altogether. Hashnei Psukim Harishonim Hem Kinyin Mafteach El Kol Ho Inyan. The first two Psukim of this Mizmor, which is the general overview of these two Hanogos, is the introduction, or the Mafteach is the key. Okay, it is an opening to appreciate what. Fasten your seatbelts to get prepared for what we're going to learn in the next few Mizmarim. And here he explains, Omar luchu niranino la Hashem, sheniranin lo, aleph mitzat shuhu Hashem bori hoilam, umamtzi es hamitzios, noria biyichud, specifically mitzat shuhu tsur yeshenu. Okay, that's what he said, we're coming over here to go and differentiate us and the Goyim. He is at the rock of our salvation, shuhu mitzat hahash. Gocho ha-protis she-ha-teruah tiyeh-eis b'shebo ha-melech b'soich ha-om. When the king comes, when the king arrives, when his entourage enters into a city, so they everyone stands, all of the officers, and they blow the trumpet. They make a lot of noise to announce the king's arrival. She-oz yoriu teruah gedol kmo she-kosov me-kol ha-teruah ha-gedol ha-zois. When they blew the shofar, when they would transport the oroin, then they would blow the shofar as an announcement that the Shekhinah has arrived.
And the sound truck.
That's what it's called?
Yeah.
A sound truck? Okay. Vayiru kol ha'am vayomru yichya melech. V'hinei ha'koras Hashem, v'hashkachosotia al yidei shnei oifanim. Ha'koras masav hamiyuchadim al yidei ha'kolim ritzanolei masha al yidei shi'akiyutchila al yidei klal habriya. Okay, here he's going into detail, which I didn't plan to do this, because he's getting very, very detailed, and that's not what we want to do here. Now, just turn one more paragraph. I want to meant to the right read is that on the next page, on page 860, on page 860, pasuk gimel, kikel godol mivoer ha'hevdel bein. Shnei ha-hakorei so'ele lo'ovdei kochavim Hashem hu kel godol u'melech godol. Now what does that mean? So he explains over here, kel moira al ha-koichai v'cholos, kel means power, u'melech moira al hanhoga v'hamem shalot authority. Ho'ovdei kochavim yakiru techilo shu kel godol al kol Elohim, shu bal y'cholos v'utakif al kol Elohim, ritzon olemar, Hashem created nature. The Alidei Koch Yakiru Shu Melech Godol Kolohim. Somehow this is not what I thought. I was thinking about something else. Not what I meant to say over. But fine, we learned it anyway.
It's two dimensions, right?
Two dimensions.
One is power, and the other is leadership.
Power and leadership. Just because you have the power does not necessarily mean that you're a good leader. Okay, the power is the tool of leadership, but it's to the leader to decide how to use his power. Absolutely. Okay, so this Mizmar, the basic takeaway is that we just look out, that we have five Mizmarim. This Mizmar is a general overview which vacillates between many different ideas. That's why it's very confusing. I don't have a real grasp where the Malbim goes on. It says a lot of things here and then going forward. But then he's saying that after we get through this Mizmor, which is the takeaway, is the overview of the two Hanhogos that Hashem employs in his role as the Melech of this world, then we break it down to the Hanhoga al Derech HaTeva and the Hanhoga al Derech Nisiyis. And then we have two Mizmorim, Mizmor Tzadik Vav Tzadik Zayin. We'll discuss Hashem's Hanhoga al Derech HaTeva, and then Mizmor Tzadik Ches and Tzadik Tes will be the Hanhoga al Derech Nisiyis. Okay, let us now go further. Let us go further. We did over here this entire page. We did most of the portion that we want to discuss. And now we're up to Pasuk. We're up to Pasuk Vav. Pasuk Vav begins. Okay, Pasuk Vav, page 862. Bohu nishtachavev nichro'o. Let it go. This word bohu is parallel to the word lichu. In the beginning of the Mizmor, we said Luchu Niran and Ola Hashem. Now we are continuing in that theme. Bohu, go, Nishtachave bow, V'nichro. Nichro is a deeper bowing. V'anachnu Koyreim U'Mishtachavim U'Modim Lefnei Melech Malchem Lachem. Notice here the order is reverse of the way we say it in Elenu. In Elenu we say V'anachnu Koyreim U'Mishtachavim Umodim. Three words. First comes Korim, then comes Mishtachavim, and then comes Umodim. Umodim, what is it? Umodim means we, not necessarily the physical movement. Okay. Here, it's just the opposite. It's first Nishtachaveh, and then is Nichro. So, define, this is not so easy to explain. There's Kida, there's Hishtachavah, there's a Korea. There are different opinions as to what body movements we physically do to ourselves when we say these words. When we say modim anachnu loch, when we say modim, we also bend our bodies. Okay, we bend our bodies. Now in halacha and shulchan aruch, there's a difference the way we do modim versus the way we do the beginning of the Shemoneh Esrei. Baruch Ato Hashem Elokei Nivokei Avos. Saying the word baruch relates to the knees, berich. The berich is the knees. So when we say Baruch Ato Hashem, and Chazal tell us to bow, we are supposed to bend our knees, just like the word Baruch Beis Reish Chaf means to bless, or a recognition that you Hashem are the source of all blessing. It also means a knee, a berich. Berach, every knee, it also means a knee. So you bend your knees in a form of humility before Hashem.
Submission.
But when you say modim in Shulchan Aruch, you're not supposed to bend your knees. You're just supposed to bend your spine. Bend like this. So now what about Hishtachavah? Hishtachavah simply means to lie flat on the ground. To get down on the ground, And with your belly on the ground, completely flat. Kida.
The word is prostrate, not that other word.
Say the word again.
Prostrate.
Not the other word. Prostrate. Okay, good you told me that, because I always say the same thing. In my ignorant yeshiva education, I say the same. Say it again.
Prostrate.
All right, you have to teach me later. I said 100 times to sink into my thick head. What is Kida? Kida is something no one should ever do. Kida, Levi in the Gemara, one of the Amorim, he demonstrated Kida and he became paralyzed. Kida is you stand on your 2 feet and you don't bend your knees and you're able to move your head all the way down to the ground. Okay, you have to be elastic. You have to be like a rubber band, enabled to do that, to stand on your 2 feet and to bend all the way down, your head comes to the ground. That is called Kida. Levi demonstrated how to do Kida, And Rahman al-Islam, he broke his spine. And he could no longer walk, whatever. He suffered a terrible tragedy.
It's impossible. Everybody now tries to figure out how Michael Jackson bending 45 degrees.
Yeah. He was the master. Michael Jackson was the master of dance.
Yeah,
it's not a joke.
45 degrees, nobody can figure
out. No one can figure out, right? How he did these moves, yeah?
This guy to the ground, that's...
The problem was when they buried him, they couldn't straighten him out.
Okay, so there's no question. Dancing is an art that has been lost from this world. There's no question about it. And I remember when I was a little kid, I watched Fiddler on the Roof. Okay, and I was blown away. The choreography. Okay, the choreography of how those Hasidim, those Goyish actors, non-Jewish actors, how they mimicked what dancing really is. We talk about that. One of the reasons why, you know, in Shulchan Aruch it says you're not allowed to dance. You're not allowed to dance on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Why not? Shema Yisrael, because, oh, I forgot to read. Why? Because you might come to me, Misach and Klishir. You're not allowed to dance. So how come today everyone dances? How come everyone today is in blatant violation of Shulchan Aruch and people dance today? So the common answer is, what we call dancing is not what Shulchan Aruch calls dancing. Just to walk around in circles like a zombie, to walk around in circles, that's called dancing? Come on, that's called... Dancing is an art. It's an art, it's like a song. A song, you know, there are many musical notes, and this chokhmah, it's a production. It's an art. Dancing. What?
A choreography.
Choreography. It takes a lot of time and practice and effort, and the average person has no time and patience for this. And women, some women have dancing lessons, and by women, by some weddings, they do. The women, they have some very sophisticated dances. The men, I never heard men have dancing lessons, and that's why by the men, they don't know how to dance. They just go around in circles, or they go back and forth. Kishem shani roikeid kinegdech. So
there is now a thing where they teach the chassid who does not know what he's doing with dancing. Before the chassid, they teach him how to do some steps, so he should look like a total klutz.
Okay. All right. There is an art of dancing, and we don't know what it is. We really, it's lost. Likewise, there is an art in bowing before Hashem, and we also have lost that art. There's an art to how you bow. There's hashtachava, there's kriya, there is kida. Kida, it says that Bathsheba bowed, she vayikoid vayishtachavu. How did Bathsheba, at that point in time, she must have been a zakena. She did an act of kida before her husband, that when David said to her that I'm going to immediately to make sure that your son Shlomo, our son Shlomo, will be the melech, vayikoid, it says that she did, I don't remember the exact word, she did kida. Really, a woman an advanced age was able to do an act of kida? What if Levi became paralyzed? There's something we're missing.
And when we say vayikod ha'om vayishtachavu,
everyone, really? What does that mean exactly? Right. So, and then it says vayishtachavu. So I don't know. We're missing something over here. But over here to add more to the mystery is, I don't know. We have to maybe look a little more. Is over here the order when we daven, we say v'nachnu koyrim u'mishtachavim. So to us it makes sense. Koyrim means that we bow. And then, even though we don't do it, at least we do it on the Yomim Noiroyim, on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Koyrim. First, you bow your head, you bow your body, or maybe even you bow your knees, I do not know. And then, you go to step two, you lie down flat on the ground, U'mishtachavim.
Isn't it the three-step thing where you go Koyrim, we go on the knees, U'mishtachavim, then we put our head forward, and then
v'noiflim al p'neim. Three step. Okay, very good. So you're introducing now a third part of the process called v'noiflim al p'neim. V'anachnu koyrim. You go on your knees. You bend down on the ground on your knees. U'mishtachavim. Then while you're on your knees, you bow further. What do you do when you... What's the second part?
First you go on your knees.
Okay, that's koyrim.
And then you bend over.
You bend over. And then, Mr. Cohen, can you get the door? Mr. Cohen, the door's open. So it's down. And then what do you do? And then you what? You coil him, your knees, and then what? You bend, yeah.
And then your head hits the supposedly the floor.
But isn't that part of part two?
No,
it's not.
Part two is halfway down.
All right, I don't know, but over here, the question I don't know is over here, how do you do this in this order? First it says, Nishtachaveh,
and then the whole thing, you should have paper underneath your knees.
Don't put your head directly on the floor, right? You don't put your head directly
your
on the floor.
Knees
don't put your head, don't even touch. The head is, the mid, don't even put your head altogether on the floor.
Correct.
You just come very close. But over here, what is meant over here, Nishtachaveh? First it's going to be Nishtachaveh, and then it's going to be Nichra. I don't know, let's see the Mitzvah David. Nishtachaveh, hu shituach kol haguf aretz, v'nichra'a, who kefifas horoish uketzasag, the bending of the head and part of the guf. So isn't this out of order? And then it says, later in the pasuk it says later, and then the next word is nivricha. Nivricha is the knees. Who kriyas habirkayim alaretz. So it should be the other way around. It should be nivricha, first the knees, then it's nichra'a, is the head and part of the body, and then is nishtachava, is shituach kol haguf aretz. So the three words here are in reverse. Can't be, right? It's in reverse. Isn't this a mysterious pasuk?
You can't go flat until you've bent and done the other things to get down there.
So something over here is out of order. These three words over here appear to be out of order. Why is it so? I don't know. Maybe we'll see something over here in a moment. I didn't prepare all that well here. Let's see further. Next, lifnei.
Maybe that's the Bible. What's the difference between
lechu and bo? Lechu, energize. We learned energize. What?
Lechu is to go, bo is to come.
It's to come, yes. So what are you saying? You mean is to get up.
This is the coming back.
You're coming back. Very. Come back from the. Ooh, very, very nice. Wow, what a pshat. Lechu means to go, bo means to return. Come back. So pick yourself up. Pick yourself up from the state of Nishtachava, then from Nichra, and then from Nivra. Wow. You're saying a very powerful idea. And what would the message be? The message would be that it's not such a kunz to bow before Hashem. The kunz is to get up and get to work.
Oh, yeah, it's a kunz to get up.
It is. It's about a musa. It's a musa. It's very, you know, when you come to a situation of overwhelming force, okay, you don't want to admit it. When you are subjected to overwhelming force, so what are you going to do? That's it. You're overwhelming force. You bow down. I surrender. I lose. You don't have a choice. Mm-hmm. But then, to be able, okay, you win. And now what? And now I'm going to die? I'm just going to stay on the ground and just remain there until I die? No. You win. And therefore, if you can't beat him, join him. So let me now get up and get with the program and serve. So it's one thing if you go, the one that conquered you is a corrupt regime. All right, then you're in a lot of trouble. But if you have been conquered by Hashem, it's good news. That's good news that Hashem has conquered you, because now it only can get better. Because once you're in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is Kulu Toiv, so you're saying a very powerful word over here. Is bohu luchu is to go. Bo means to come back. So now we are saying these three words in reverse order. Now that we have fully acknowledged that Hashem is supreme, now we're going to get up and we are going to serve. We're going to pull ourselves back from the state of lying flat on the ground, go up to the previous level of pick up our heads and part of our body, and then nivricha as to straighten out our knees and stand erect before Hashem for the purpose of serving Hashem. Amazing. Tonight, when we say L'chu Nirana, I'm going to try to remember to think this, what you just revealed to us. Very interesting. Okay, we have the three words. Obviously, it's in reverse order. We have over here a very beautiful idea. L'fnei Hashem, Asim before Hashem, our Creator, the Mitzudah is David, HaMegadel and HaMorei Masanu.
There's another explanation.
Yes.
The purpose is Nishtachaveh. Is that whoever can do it, this is very nice, beautiful. If you cannot Nishtachavot, at least Nichra'ah.
Okay, very nice. Then at least Nivracha. Nivracha, very, very nice. As every Rav Kalman is saying, is the goal, halavai, the highest madrega is to completely submit to Hashem. It's not all or nothing. It's not all or nothing. If you can't do that, then at least...
I know that I cannot do it. I used to do it, but I can't do it anymore. The older people...
Don't worry, you can do it. You can do it. You can do it. You can. Don't worry, if someone help you, you can do it. But he's saying very, very good. It's talking very true. In the world of the Balei Teshuvah, you see this, is that you don't go tell a person who has an interest in becoming religious, okay, you have to become a, quit your job, sit in koil your whole life, and make sure you only eat a hand shmur matzah from brisk. You don't do that. You start with baby steps. Baby steps. First thing is, you're on Shabbos, you know, just do one thing less. Very shaily, read about Uri Zohar. Uri Zohar, amazing life story, how he started to become from, and like in the beginning, like he went, who did he go to? I already forgot everything.
Zilberman.
What? Who was the main person, who influenced him?
Zilberman.
Zilberman? Yitzchak Zilberman?
They weren't filmed
the
whole day.
What? He wanted to?
No, the ones that weren't filmed the whole day. Zilberman.
Zilberman?
City,
yeah. Okay, I don't know. He went. I forgot the story, but at the very beginning, he told him. He writes that if the rabbi would have been too strict with him, never would have happened. And he came up with a very like these very interesting ideas, how basically to go through his day, like with a shinui, everything like he does on Shabbos. You know, you just do. He told, like it says, he has to, every Shabbos, he has to visit his parents. So he says, can you go there by bike? Go by bike. Do you have to drive? Is it possible for you to go visit your parents on Shabbos by bike? So he says, yeah, it is. I could do that. So on Shabbos, he did not go by car. He went by bike. Now, you'll tell this someone today, it will say to you, what? What's the difference? You'll find 100 reasons why going by bike is the same Chil Shabbos as going by car. But no, it's not. It's not the same. It's not the same Chil Shabbos. It's a little bit less. And that was the goal. That was the plan. So he's saying a very good Varav Kalman. Bo
nishtachaveh. The car could be a derisive. The bicycle is probably
durable. Right. There are many issues with the bike, of course. But yeah, exactly. Exactly. He went and he didn't tell him, okay, so it's Shabbos, you know, so go by bike. Today you go ask a rabbi, oh, I want to become religious, I'm going to come to shul by bike. In America, you know, it's not going to go, this type of idea. But the truth is, the people, the professionals who deal with Balei Teshuvah, they know very good and well, and even dealing in the world of chinuch, you can't jump steps. Things have to be done very delicately, and your Rav Kalman is suggesting that's the pshat. Ultimately, the best thing would be nishtachavah. To completely bow before Hashem. Not everyone can jump to that level. So the next best thing is nichra. Nichra is to bow, to bend your, in addition to bending your knees, to also bend your head and bend your body. And then if you can't even do that, so at least do a nivricha, submit to Hashem, at least in some form. Okay, l'fnei Hashem, l'otzeinu Hashem who has created us. What is the middle here in this context? What Oseinu, Hamegadel, V'Hamremem, Oseinu Hashem has elevated and uplifted us. Next, Pasuk Zayin, Kihu Elokeinu, He is our God, V'Anachnu Am Mariso, Bilu Psukim, We are His nation, Mariso, that He shepherds, V'Tsoin Yodoi, the sheep of His hands, Hayoim Im Bekoiloi Sishmohu. Now, what does that mean? Everyone knows this. We have the Chazal here on the bottom of the page, yes, that Mashiach is coming today. When will Mashiach come? It could come. Hayoim! Provided, read the fine print. Read the fine print. Im b'koiloi sishmohu. If you will only listen to Hashem's commands, Mashiach can come today. Hayoim. And that is already a drush. But what's the pshat? simple shot. Mitzvah stava pasuk pasuk zayin. Am amari so shuroye umanig. We are Hashem's flock. Hashem is our shepherd. We say this on Yom Naroyim. We are his sheep. He is our shepherd. Vitzoyin yodoy vitzoyin lemar kmo haroye harachamoni. Asher yinahek hatzayin im nitiya sayad v'loy b'makel. Very beautiful idea. Most shepherds have a stick. And when the animal misbehaves, or the animal is going in the wrong direction, the shepherd takes the stick, the mate, and gives the shepherd, the animal, a zetz. You're going the wrong way. Over here we are introducing to a different type of shepherd. A shepherd that does not have a stick. A shepherd that guides his sheep with his hand. Okay, that's an amazing, amazing concept, because Moshe Rabbeinu is our shepherd, and Moshe Rabbeinu has the Mate Elohim. Okay, and this goes back, he's not here at this moment, maybe come soon, Harav Dr. Colonel Shlomo Cohen. He's opened up our eyes to appreciate the Mate Elohim. Seven times in the Torah HaKadosha did Hashem instruct Moshe to take hold of the Mate. And to... What? A makel is a stick. It's also a mate. It's called a mate. A makel in the Torah, they use the word mate, I think, right? Here you use a makel. Same thing. It's the same thing. The makel and the mate are the same thing. And Moshe, Hashem told Moshe to take the mate. And there was only one time by Melchemes Amalek when Hashem did not tell Moshe to take the mate. There was no instruction, but yet Moshe on his own took the mate. And we had the whole Joshua, I'm not going to go over it again, but it's very interesting when you look at what it says over here, Mitzon Yodoy. Moshe Rabbeinu, you talk about the Haggadah, we don't talk about Moshe. We don't mention Moshe Rabbeinu in the Haggadah. Why? Because Anihu v'lo yacher, Pashup Shat. Anihu v'lo yacher, only Hashem. But Moshe is Hashem's agent. So what's the difference? Give credit. Over here, you learn a little bit of an insight, is that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our shepherd, he's a shepherd that's more delicate than Moshe. Moshe is always shepherding the Jewish people with a matah. And the matah, you don't behave, give a zetz. And when you give a zetz with a stick, it hurts. Take off your belt and you whip your students, your children into shape.
I mean, that's the difference between a matah and a makel. A makel is a stick that you want.
You hit. And the mat is more delicate.
It's an itziyah. It's a gently guided.
Okay. It says yodoy though. Yodo means your hand.
This is, I understand. Yeah. You're saying the
mata is more delicate. You're suggesting than a makel. It's a very fascinating insight. Vitzoyin yodoy, that we are not. Hashem is not just our shepherd, and we are his sheep. Hashem cares for us without any weapons. Without any sticks. When he guides us, he uses his hand, which is more gentle, and there is more love that goes into his hanhaga, which is not true to be found by mankind. The night of the Seder, the difference why we don't mention Moshe, because with Moshe comes the Mate. And we're not looking for the Mate by the Seder. We're looking for the Yad. Vayar Yisrael is Hayod Hagidoylo, Asher Osa Hashem b'Mitzrayim. They saw the Yad. They didn't see the Mate, because the Moshe has a Mate. They saw the Yad when Hashem is. We are the Tzoyin Yodoy. Again, the Mitzudoy is a beautiful thing over here. Didn't pay attention to this. Shuroya Umanig Oysanu Vitzoyin Yodoy. Vitzoyin Loy Mash Kmoho Roya Harachamoni Asher Yanig Atzoyin Im Nitias Hayad V'Loy B'Makel. And then it goes on to say, Hayoim, Ritzin Lemar, Hayoim Hahu Yanhig Eschem Kain Kasher Bikoilo Sishmohu. He says, Hayoim does not mean today, contrary to popular belief. It means it's in prophecy, that we always interchange the past, the future, and the present. It's all the same. Don't chap the prophets on diktuk. To be delicate. Very good. What Moshe was held accountable for hitting it with the mate. He was supposed to be after 40 years, like Hashem. Is you don't need the mate. The Yad, and in this case, it was the Dibur to speak to the rock. The Yad is a roughness. It's a roughness.
And Dylan, Chav Gimel, we say Shivtecha Mishantecha.
Hey, my Yerachamuni.
So what does that mean? Shivtecha means there are two purposes of a stick. A stick is to hit somebody. Well, Mishantecha is also like a crutch. So we say Shivtecha Mishantecha, hey, my Yerachamuni. They comfort me, both when Kodesh Baruch Hu
hits us and when he supports us.
Right.
When he supports us and when he hits us, both. Hey, my B'loshon Rabbim. Very good. Hayoy means on that day. Hayoyim means the day when Mashiach will come, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring the Geula on that day. Return Lema Hayoyim Hahu. Yanik Eschem Kein Kasher Bekolu. When will that day be? It will be. Now the word im is really out of place. The Mitzudis over here is getting away with a crime here by totally glossing over the word im. Hayoyim, on that day. What's that day? Kasher. He's saying the word im means kasher. Im is kasher. Right, there are four translations for the word, that's what the word ki. It's not the word im. He's translating very loosely what im means kasher when we will listen to his voice. Pasaches, al taksh. V'hoya im shamoya tishma. Im means kasher. Okay, very good. I made a mistake. Im means kasher. V'hoya im shamoya tishmu. Im means kasher when you will listen. So here's what hayoyim. It will be on that day, kasher, when it will come a time, b'kaloi tishmahu. Not if, when. It's not if, it's when it's going to happen. Pasuk Ches says over here, al takshu l'avchem kimiriva kiyoyim masa bamidbar. Musa, mitzud estavet, al takshu l'avchem. Don't harden your heart. Keki am kishay oref. Stiff-necked nation. Don't become akshanim. Don't harden your heart. Laharer, to challenge, acharei Hashem kamo bimei Meriva. Okay, so over here we are citing the name Meriva when the Jewish people said to Moshe, we are thirsty. Miriam passed away, and the Be'er stopped, and there was nothing to drink. They were afraid they would die from dehydration, and they challenged Hashem, do not ever do that again. Al tak shlovavchem laharer acharei Hashem kamo bimei Meriva. Kiyoyim, another example, kimo bimei masa bamidbar. The masa means the journey in the desert. This was the end of the 40 years. The journey in the desert. And it's the same thing. It's the same event. The chafal adav bimiloshon is poetic repetition. Ki hi. The two different parts of the pasuk are referring to the same exact event. The masa means the mas. Wait. What does the word masa mean? Masa, the travels. With a hay, masa. I thought it was an ayin. Masa.
You tested Hashem.
When you challenge, you test it. It means to test. A nisayon. A nisayon.
What? Initially, it's a place name.
Masa umariva. So what does it mean? Masa means to test, right? I mean, is it masa umariva? I think masa means to challenge, a test. I'm testing you, Hashem. Is im Hashem bikurbeinu? Is Hashem with us? Okay, it's you're testing Hashem, like you're challenging Hashem. To test, right? To test. So the word masa here means to test. Look at the Radak. Kiyoy Masa, Kishem, look what Ramchol says. Ramchol is correct. Look on the last line in the Radak. Kiyoy Masa, Kishem Hamokoim Nikra Masa Umariva. That is, they renamed a location in the desert called Masa and Meriva. Al Riv B'nei Yishol V'al Masa Yisam. Because they challenged Hashem. Al nasoi sam, because they challenged Hashem, they tested Hashem. Lemar hayesh Hashem bekirbeinu im oyin, is Hashem with us or not? Now, I want to just point out something very interesting over here. But the trigger. Sorry. You tested me 10 times. Another example. Very good. Another example. Masa means to test. You have tested me 10 times. Hashem complained that you've tested me. There were 10 different averus that Klal Yisrael did, and all of them are described with the word masa, which means to challenge Hashem. You're testing Hashem. Now let me just point out something which really I found to be very interesting about the Haggadah. It's very relevant exactly to the mamish on mark with this idea of the word masa. When you test someone, what is the definition of a test? You ask them a question. When you take a test, what do you do when you take a test? They ask you questions. And what's the answer? Do you know the material or not? What is the answer? You ask a question and you give an answer. When the Pasuk describes the Jewish people doing Averis, it is described as a Masa Umeriva. So Meriva means you're quarreling, okay? That's one form. Okay. And then there's another form of making trouble is by testing Hashem. Is Hashem, are you here? Where are you, Hashem? Show us. Show us your presence. Now Hashem doesn't have to answer your questions. How dare you? That's also a chutzpah. It's a chutzpah to go to ask questions. You know, there are certain people, it's not a nice thing. Certain people they challenge, they have a knack to challenge Rabbanim. I told you this many times. I was a person many years ago. You should be good and well. He wasn't an easy person. He's a very difficult person. And he would tell me that he used to go to Gedolim and he would test them. And he even told me all the people. And I would say to him, what's your business? It's none of your business to go test the Rabbanim. No one knows everything. And Rabbanim are extremely busy. It's not a derech. It's a chutzpah to go to a person and to put them on the spot and test them. Let them prepare for your test. Okay, you want to go take a dirshu exam? You want to go take an exam? Gesund hate. But don't just go to a person and test them and put them to shame because they don't know the answer. That's what the way the Ribbono Shel Olam described our sins in the desert is with this term ki minase esche oisi ze eser pamim. The way we rebelled against Hashem was with chutzpah to go test Hashem. How is that relevant? Now the whole Haggadah, if you notice, the whole Haggadah is the famous question: what is the chilik? What's the chilik between the mitzvah every single night? So what's the big deal? Pesach every single day of the year, twice a day, we are maskir yitzias mitzrayim. How is the memory of Yitzias Mitzrayim on Pesach different than remembering Yitzias Mitzrayim the whole year round? So everyone knows there are many answers, but one of the classic answers as part of the equation is on the night of Pesach we are maskir Yitzias Mitzrayim b'derech she'ela u'teshuva, question and answer form. Now that concept. Of course, man, nishan lelos and mikol lelos. The children ask the question, the parents give the answer. But I saw in the Haggadah, I think I saw in the Haggadah of Milim, if I'm not mistaken, no, maybe not, I don't remember where I saw this, unbelievable. I don't have a Haggadah here, but in the Haggadah, when it comes to when we begin to say halal, we say, l'mi she'oso lanu nisim v'niflos, l'fichach. אנחנו חייבים להודות להלל, לשבח, לפאר, לרומם, להדר, לברך, להלל, לקהלס, למי שעושה לנו ניסים ונפלאות. What is the word למי? To who? Just say, אנחנו חייבים להודות להלל, אס השם. What's this verbosity? To למי? To the one who has done for us all of these miracles. And the answer given, I don't know who says this answer, but it is an eye-opening, incredible insight. It's there with precision because just like the question, the Haggadah, the Garta Levincha has to be done b'derech she'ela u'teshuva, even the praise of Hashem. When you praise Hashem, you have to do it through question and answer. Who did this for us? Lemi. We borrow vocabulary which ordinarily is questions. Who is the one that saved us? What is the answer? Hashem saved us. The She'ela and Teshuvah is not just in the conversation of what happened. Tell me the facts. Well, we were slaves, and we did this, And then why do we have the matzah? Because of this reason. Why do we have the maror? Because of this reason. It's not just a question answer to understand the facts and the mitzvahs. The concept of question answer thoroughly runs through the whole Haggadah from beginning to even in the praise of Hashem. And you have to, you know, with that idea, you have to go back and look at all of the Shvachim, the Hallel, and try to look at it in a different light. But an opening to this proof, to this concept, is the word in the paragraph of Lefichach, Lemi. Lemi is a question. Who is the one that did all of this, that did all of these miracles for us? The answer is the Ribbono Shel Olam. Now, that really shook me up when I saw that. I really enjoyed that a lot. And now, and I'm learning this with you, I didn't appreciate this, because I don't know what the word Masa. Masa means to test. And it's and all of our problems in our chatoim, ki menase elokim, okay, and you, ki, I forgot what's the pasuk that you've tested Hashem 10 times, it is described, our averos are described, vayinasu, right, vayinasu oisi ze eser pa'amim. You are Hashem's complaint. When Hashem summarizes all of our averos, Hashem says all of the averos you did were done in the form vayinasu oisi. You tested me, you challenged me. You said, "Is Hashem every avera in essence is Hashem really watching?" It's a question. Is Hashem? Let's see if Hashem really knows what's going on over here. Just like the averos are done. Thank you very, very much for that, brothers. Everything's Bashkocha Pratis, Rabbi Yaakov Bender, and Rabbi Arya Kaplan. I didn't even know he had Haggadah. This is a big, big prize you've given me over here. I didn't know. Anything that he writes is brilliant. Rabbi Arya Kaplan, I never even know he had Haggadah. Okay. I know. So I got. Okay. Look, okay.
I took this picture for him.
Okay, fantastic. The point is we have to appreciate is that part of Pesach is teshuvah. It is a process of repentance. It's in fact, Olam Farsh said that it's better than Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur we do teshuvah meyira, and on Pesach we do teshuvah me'ava. And the same way the averos were done b'derech she'ela u'teshuva, so to our teshuva must be done b'derech she'ela u'teshuva. If the way Hashem describes our averos are vayinasu oisi, you tested me, and the essence of the test is question, our form of doing teshuva has to be question and answer. And that teshuva is a rec. What is the teshuva? Hashem is everywhere. Hashem, the essence of vayinasu is Hashem amongst us. Hashem watching, and our recognition is lemi. Who is the one she'asalan who has all of these miracles? And the answer is it's the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's ze leumas ze. Question answer throughout the entire Haggadah regarding the mitzvahs, the story, the praise, and the recognition that our sins that brought us to a matziv of galus were done b'derech she'ela u'teshuva. So our teshuva of recognizing that it's only HaKadosh Baruch Hu that can solve our problems also was done b'derech she'ela u'teshuva. Okay, so here, Al-Tak Shalachem Kemeriva, like the Me'a Meriva, Kiyoim, like the day of Masa, when you challenged Hashem b'midbar. Pasik test asher nisuni avoseichem, that your ancestors tested me, bichonuni gam bichonuni. What does that mean? Bichonuni the gam rohu fali. Let's see the mitzvah stuff. Pasik test asher nisuni im ayecholis biyad. What was the test? They tested me im hayecholis biyad yilite lochem mayim kumosh nemasham. Bichonuni gam rohu foli afilu achar sheru poli bimitzrayim v'al hayom uva midbar im kol zelo himinu bi, they did not believe in me v'chazu uvochanu oisi, and they tested. It appears that the word uchanuni, okay, bechanuni, the bays is like a boichen. Okay, I always thought by mistake the word ignorance is that the word is chen. Chanuni. Oh, good, okay, at least I wasn't so off. Okay, and chinam, lashon chinam. That the ikar word is, the ikar word is chen. And what is chen? Matnas chinam. Chen comes from the word free. Why do you like this person? Yes, chen. What does that mean, yes, chen? I like this person. This person has a lot of chen. Motzo chen be'enai. Yeah, so tell me, why do you like him? Why? Is he rich? He gives you a lot of money? He gives you cover? What is charm? What is charm? Define charm. What is charm? He looks nice. He wiggles his head in a certain way. What is chen means? I don't know. There's just something about him that is not describable. It's chinam, for free. There is nothing concrete I can tell you as to why I am drawn to this person. Chinam, for free. There's no substance. I just like him. I connect with him. Chen means matnas chinam. So according to Rashi, bichonuni gam rofoli. Rashi will go to Rashi right away. Bichonuni chinam. For nothing. There is no reason why our forefathers tested Hashem and challenged him. It was chonun, chen. It was for nothing. You know why it was for nothing? Because gam rofoli, because they saw my miracles. They witness my miracles. They know what I can do. So if you know what I can do, what are you starting up with me? You have to read the pasuk backwards. It was for nothing that your ancestors nisuni, because gam, because rohu foli, they witnessed my miracles all along from the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. They knew the miracles. So what are you challenging me 40 years later? According to Rashi, the word bichanuni is chen. The beis is a prefix. According to the mitzvah stuff, if I'm not making a mistake, is the word bichanuni is ubochanu osi. Bochanu is the beis, is not a prefix. The beis is the pei hapoyal. It is part of the shorish of the word. Boch boichen. You go to a boichen to be tested. They tested me for no reason, because gam rohu foli, they saw my power, my deeds, my omnipotence, and yet look what they did. They challenged me. So the pasuk is in essence repeating itself twice, and we're using two different words to describe challenging Hashem. Word number one is nisuni. Word number two is bichanuni. Fine. That is this page. Let's read one more time very quickly. Bohu, let us all come. Okay, bohu really does not mean to go. Bohu means to come. Nishtachaved, to bow on your face, on the floor. Nichro'o means to bend your head and lower and part of your body. Nivrucha means to lower your knees. We discussed the two different answers as to why the words here are out of order. It should be first nivrucha, nichroha, and nishtachaver. The two answers, Rav Kalman said, if you can't do it all, then at least do nichroha. If you can't do nichroha, at least do nivrucha. Or we wanted to say, Dr. Dov suggested that we're going backwards. Is here we've already bowed before Hashem. Now the bigger kunz is to get up. That's the real kunz. It's to go backwards. And that's why it says bohu. Bohu means come back. Come back. Get up and let's get to work. Ki hu Elokeinu, he is our God. Vanachnu am, we are the nation. Mariso, we are the nation that he shepherds. What kind of shepherd is Hashem? He's a shepherd vitzon yodo. Not a shepherd that you lead with a stick. A shepherd that you delicately lead with your hand. And when will this return? When will this feeling of love and success return? Hayoim, on that day. Hine hayoim ba. That day. When will that day come? Kasher. Im. Kasher b'koloi tishmohu. It's not if. It's when we will listen to his commands. And Hashem, he is giving us musar. Al takshu levavchem. Don't be hard in your heart. Like the way you harden your heart on at the end of the 40 years when you challenge Moshe, we need water, kimi riva. And here we're repeating again, kiyoim, like the day Masa, when we challenged Hashem Bamidbar. What happened there? We elaborate, Asher nisuni avosechem. Your ancestors tested me. And how? And they tested me bichonuni, for nothing, according to Rashi. Right. for nothing, because Gam Raul Fali, they saw my miracles. According to the Mitzudos, it's a repetition of the same idea. The base is the Shoresh. Boichein, they tested me there, Gam Raul Fali. According to the Mitzudos, it's three times we mention a test. We mention...
Interesting, because we start off talking about praising Hashem, and now we're going into...
Musar, we're vacillating. This is very common in Tehillim, back and forth, like ping pong. Back like the stock market, up and down, up and down, up and down, like the heartbeat, up and down, up and down. This is according to them, there's three different words here are being used for testing. Masa, nisuni, they're really the same word, but in different form. Masa and nisuni. And the third word is boichein, bichonuni. Accordingly, and we did the mitzvah, of the Rashis, and we'll stop. Niv rechol loshon vayavrech hagmalim means to cause the gemalim to bend down, to bend the knees. Hayoim ba'olam hazeh. So the word hayoim over here, Rashi over here, is saying something very mystical. What do you mean the olam? Of course, but what do you mean the hayoim? Maybe because since over here this mizmar is referring to Shabbos, Yom HaShavi'i, and Yom HaShavi'i is Olam Haba. Rashi over here is coming to ground us. Let's not get too carried away here. let's ground ourselves to this earth, Hayom in Olam Hazeh, Im B'Koylo Yisushmohu. Okay, we have to do the next time the Zif is a Kenim. B'Chonuni Chinom.
Maybe you mean stop listening to him in Olam Hazeh.
Don't wait for the next world. Don't wait for the next world. They say, I read this morning, that the Vilna Goyin, after he finished the Seder, he told everyone to leave. He told everyone to leave the Seder. And so someone peeked in, you know, wanted to see, what is the Vilna Goyin doing when everyone leaves? So he said, Shir HaShirim. He recited Shir HaShirim, and he fainted. He fainted, and the person who looked through the pee hole thought that he died. He thought he was totally lifeless. He got so scared, he opened up the door to wake him up, to revive him. He wanted everyone to go. He said, Shir HaShirim, he left this world. In this world, Hayoim, in this world, Im Bichanuni Chinam Shekvar Rof Oli B'Mitzrayim, he already saw my miracles in Mitzrayim, what are you coming to test me now? Okay, so Mirat Hashem, we're going to continue next time. Okay, we're going to take a short break. We're going to do Chumash and Shabbos HaGadol in a moment. We're going to do the schedule. And Mirat Hashem, we're not going to have Shir on Sunday, Monday. The next Shir that we'll have, maybe we'll have Belined, we'll have a Shir at 10:15 on Thursday. Whoever wants to come, no pressure whatsoever. We'll figure out what to learn. 10:15 on Thursday. Thursday, which is the only real day of Chol HaMoed. This year, everybody say, get a refund. You got to get a refund. Only one day Chol HaMoed. Friday's Erev Shabbos, Sunday's Erev Yom Tov. Okay, so you save a lot of money, right? You don't have to go on all the trips. It's only Sukkot. Sukkot's 5 days. What? Friday's Erev Shabbos, though. So Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, Sunday. 4 days. Sorry? Next Friday, possibly. Thursday, and we'll see. We'll talk about it on Thursday. We'll see. I might go over Shabbos. The Ramban and the Shlaz.
The Ramban and the Shlaz. Birthday of Dr. DDS Dov Stern. It's also the birthday of Mashiach Schneerson.
Today's birthday, Rabbi Nachum Mendel's birthday, the 11th day of Nisan.
My brother just told me from Eretz Yisrael that I should have a bracha to live as long as the Rebbe's living.
What does that mean? Forever, to live forever.
It's a birthday of my aunt Anna born last night.
Mazel tov.
Girl.
Mazel tov.
Where's the
Kiddush?
Basil had a baby. I said, boy or girl?
Oh, that's it.
He was very excited.
He
ran
back up.
A boy.
It was very funny.
Oh, forgot.
A minor detail.
Yeah. That was a funny day. Since it was covered with, let me tell you. That's a good theme.
Listen, Ben,
Who?
Ben.
Yeah, I know. I was there for a while. Yeah. Oh, no. Ari Kaplan has a song. It was a band school school was down there. I said, how old things you get?
It's serial day. You're not getting it for the next 10 days.
The theater starts curious.
Interesting concept.
I said, do you know that Mr. Aaron Cohen?
Don't say it.
What? Let me say that.
Took the picture.
He took this picture, which graces the cover of the Ari Kaplan Haggadah.
Oh, yeah?
Mr. Aaron Cohen, on the back it says, photography by Aaron Cohen. That's very impressive. You're hired. Okay. Gladstein, Ben Yishai. Okay, Rabbi, let us begin. Rabbi, let us begin. We're learning over here today.